I didn't want to destroy you. You should have kept me as controlled opposition. I would have been on your side. I would have created my message.
You are listening to...
But you started a fight with the most formidable man on the planet. My unmatched perspicacity, coupled with sheer indefatigability, makes me a feared opponent in any realm of human endeavor.
The Tate era.
My unmatched force. And I will track the mate's cups. I will destroy technology. That's who I am.
Makes me a fear.
Money will not make you a man. Struggle makes you a man. And if you become the man and then make money, you live the supreme human experience. If you make the money first, you're in big trouble. Crypto Twitter is full of losers. Like a bunch of children who won the lottery, they have zero real-world skills, zero struggle, lessons to acquire wealth. Sure to get famoosed by any average chick. Skinny arms and soft cocks. Robbery targets so they hide behind cartoons. Having a lot of money doesn't mean anything. Crypto dorks are a great example of this. Crypto has destroyed more lives than it's ever saved. There's a large proportion of young men out there who aspire to become rich losers. That's their dream. They want to be the average everyday guy who invested in a shitcoin that made them multimillionaires. It's the entire culture. Buy a picture of a monkey. Now they're not only a loser, they're a rich loser. Oops, it went to zero. But the difference between me and a crypto dork is that you can take all my money away and I'm still a superhero. Never in their entire journey do they think about maybe working hard to benefit people's lives. They don't want to do anything real. They don't want to be good at something substantial. They want to make a few million so they can sit and be a loser with a nice car. And this is why God punishes them with poverty. You must have skills, connections, and habits that can only be learned via living in the real world. If you are reading this and genuinely aspire to become rich, become remarkable, create a business and destroy your competition, become a world-class operator in the realm of making money. Don't aspire to become a loser with money. Aspire to become a feared opponent in any realm of human endeavor. Money and riches will naturally come with it. I've made millions and millions of dollars from crypto, and I still do. They don't want to be good at something substantial. They want to make a few million so they can sit and be a loser with a nice car. And this is why God punishes them with poverty. Crypto has destroyed more lives than it's ever saved. Sure to get famoosed by any average chick, skinny arms and soft cocks, robbery targets so they hide behind cartoons. Having a lot of money doesn't mean anything. There's a large proportion of young men out there who aspire to become rich losers. That's their dream. They want to be the average everyday guy who invested in a shitcoin that made them multimillionaires. It's the entire culture. Buy a picture of a monkey. Now they're not only a loser, they're a rich loser. Oops, it went to zero. Back to being a poor loser. If you make the money first, you're in big trouble. Crypto Twitter is full of losers. Like a bunch of children who won the lottery, they have zero real-world skills. Zero struggle, lessons. To acquire wealth. Never in their entire journey do they think about maybe working hard to benefit people's lives. They don't want to do anything real. If you are reading this and genuinely aspire to become rich, become remarkable. Create a business and destroy your competition. Become a world-class operator in the realm of making money. Don't aspire to become a loser with money. Aspire to become a feared opponent in any realm of human endeavor. Money and riches will naturally come with it. But the difference between me and a crypto dork is that you can take all my money away and I'm still a superhero. You must have skills, connections,